Good morning. Let's call to order the Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
Senator Simmons?
Here.
Senator Bradley? Senator Clemens?
Here.
Senator Farmer?
Here.
Senator Lee? Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Senators, we are distributing out the Chair's initial budget proposal spreadsheets. I would like to thank President Negron and Chair Latvala for their support of this budget and the guidance that they provided. We do have a brief PowerPoint presentation that Paul will run through. Then you all are free to take these spreadsheets and digest them. I'm happy to meet with any of you over the next 24 hours, and then tomorrow we'll come in here and discuss it and hopefully send a recommendation to the full Appropriations Committee. So, Paul, you're recognized. Oh, I could do it too. We could just run through. It's pretty self-explanatory. We have two main areas: enhancing university operations and then improving college affordability. And let me stop on the affordability for a moment. A lot of the discussion that we had when we were running through Senate Bills 2 and 374, there was a lot of question about where need-based aid was going to end up in our budget, because we had the focus on the merit-based aid, primarily the Bright Futures and the Benequisto Scholarship Program, although we, from a policy standpoint, did include the first-generation match. And if you want to move forward to the all categories together, student financial assistance is a 60.6% increase over last fiscal year, and that's probably one of the largest increases that I've seen in my time in the legislature, and it's huge, frankly. School district workforce, can you go to the break it down to need based and yeah.
One more.
Okay. Because this is what I want to highlight. And like I said, the rest is very self-explanatory and we can have some questions. But need-based aid is increased by 81%. And so that's a higher increase than the merit-based aid. So while you have a total of a 60% increase, you have a need-based aid at 81%. The Florida Student Assistant Grants, we've increased it by $120 million. As you can see there, first-generation match, the $5,308,000, and we've maintained the Workforce Experience Program at 1.5. Above that reflects the Bright Futures policy changes and increases that we discussed in Senate Bill 2. Paul, you want to do next slide? Other issues, we did have the $125.5 million FRAG funding is now ease. The increase of the award is now to $3,300 per student. We closed the gap some on ABLE with a $6 million funding, so it's gone from $1,500 to $2,500 per student. So that's about $2.3 million in additional funds. Paul? So our next steps, obviously we're going to meet tomorrow, and again, you have the spreadsheets, look at them, digest them. We'll be releasing implementing bills tomorrow, summary and proviso, and then the final chair's proposed budget, which we'll take up and do the traditional Q&A and any discussion or debate, and then hopefully we'll successfully make a recommendation to the full Appropriations Committee. But that's where we are. Some of the subcommittees didn't meet today, but I felt like we could at least gather for the few minutes that we have and put these out. And so I'm around all day too, senators, if you have any questions. Okay. Seeing no other business, Senator.
Very quickly.
Yes, Vice Chair, please.
I want to thank you, Mr. Chair, for your leadership and the tremendous job that you've done on this. And just very pleased with a tremendous budget. So thank you.
Thank you, Chair Simmons. Appreciate it. And with that, Chair Simmons moves, we adjourn.